Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to Behind the Veil with Tanika Gilbert. Tanika is a mother, minister, transformational speaker, and licensed clinical social worker with a practice in Chester, Virginia. Through God's grace, mercy, and unconditional love, she authentically shares of her testimony of how God loved her through the process of unveiling the effects of brokenness and transform those experiences into living out His promise to give her beauty for ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host.
Good afternoon. It is a beautiful Tuesday, and I am so excited that you have joined me for today's episode of From Behind the Veil. I am your host, Tanika Gilbert, and I must say it is truly, truly a delight. When I was preparing for this week, I found myself saying, okay, God, I've got a lot going on, you know, the next couple of weeks. We're nearing the ending of the school year, and my daughter is going to be finishing up the fifth grade. Yay! And she'll have her graduation, and she's also got a dance recital coming up. And it's like these next 2 weeks are going to be a busy couple of weeks. But I want to make sure that, you know, I take extra special time with you, God, and really, really be before you to get clear direction and really to help me, you know, with my time so that I'm not feeling like, you know, I'm all over the place. I've got to be in 15,000 different places, and I don't want to be anxious about any of it. So I just really, really need for you to just really give me direction and even give me a peace about everything that I've got to do this week. And I'm just so grateful that He is such a loving God and He is doing just that. I'm also glad that He's got me to the place where I recognize I've got to say, God, you know what? I need your help with this. I need you to help me to remain focused. I need you to help me with my time, with better time management. And I'm just glad that He has been helping me in those areas of my life. And I'm also recognizing that sometimes when I pray that prayer specifically, God is silent. And it's been, I don't want to use the word ironic, that's not the right word, but I'm beginning to recognize, you know, more and more of times when He is silent. And to be honest with you, during those times when I would be talking to God and I'd be seeking direction and I'd be asking Him specific things and I wouldn't get an answer, you know, in the time frame that I would like, you know, I would get a little anxious, or I would go back before Him and I would be like, okay, well, God, let me ask it again. And even sometimes I'd be like, well, let me ask it in a different way. And I don't know if you've ever done anything like that before, but I know that I have. And in those times when God did speak, He didn't always speak to me or answer me the way that I thought He would. You know, like, okay, you answered me this way before, so I kind of expect you to do it this way again. God was very, what's the word I want to use? Very careful not to do that, not to get me in a routine of receiving answers from Him in one specific way. And I'm thankful for Him teaching me that lesson, because it has really, really enabled me to recognize that God does answer in more than one way. And I'm not saying it, or not meaning to say it like, what, didn't you know that, Tanika? Not meaning to say it that way at all. But sometimes I found myself getting in the habit of only looking for God to answer one way. And when I would get in that kind of behavior or that routine, I oftentimes missed when he was answering because I was looking for him to do it one specific way. And when it didn't come that way, I took it as, okay, God hasn't answered me yet. And really, it wasn't that he hadn't answered me. He hadn't answered the way that I had wanted him to or the way that I had expected him to. And so I find myself even with some of the things that I've been asking God with as of late or asking him for and talking to him about and praying about as of late, in some ways God has been silent. And now I find myself in those times of his silence, I'm not getting as anxious as I would in times past. I'm not finding myself doubting like I would in times past. And I wanted to be able to share, you know, those things with you today because it's important for us to recognize, you know, when God teaches us things, when he makes us aware of things, I don't believe that we're supposed to hold on to that and be like, oh, well, you know, God just taught me that. And it's all for me, and it's not for anybody else. I don't believe that. I believe the things that he enables me to learn, the things that he enables me to see, even the way that he corrects me, I am to share that with others because it's a life lesson. And I'm so grateful that I have people in my life who will share with me, well, you know what, Tanika? I was dealing with this, or I was talking to the Lord about that, and this is what he shared with me, or this is what he showed me, this is what he instructed me to do, because I never know when I'm going to be facing something or when I'm going to be talking to someone, and because of either what I've experienced for myself or what someone else has shared with me, I'm going to be able to impart that to somebody else. So on today, I'm really going to be talking about what I've learned from my experiences when God has been silent with me. Again, I shared a few moments ago, you know, there were times when I would just be like, okay, and I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying really hard. And I mean, it's like, I don't know if you've ever prayed, you know, one of those prayers where it's just like so intense and you're so fervent about it and you sit and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you're like, okay, God, it's me, it's Tanika. I'm waiting for you to answer. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm going, okay, God, it's me. And I'm waiting for you to answer. And I'm talking, and I'm talking, and I'm talking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and then I'm talking and looking, and I don't hear anything. What I've come to learn is that sometimes it wasn't until, and hear me, it wasn't until I stopped looking and I stopped speaking and got into a place where I was just still before him that I received the answer. Now, when I say I stopped looking and I stopped speaking, what I mean by that is I wasn't getting worked up about it. I wasn't approaching God like, okay, did you not hear me? Are you going to answer today? Are you going to answer, you know, this week? When I ceased with those behaviors and I got to a place where within my spirit I was just still and I was relaxed and I wasn't anxious, that's when I was able to be in position to receive my answer, to receive what it was that I was seeking God for. So one of the things that I've learned is that when God is silent, sometimes he's waiting on us to be still so that when he speaks, we don't miss it. So that when he speaks, we know it is him. I know sometimes, you know, in my life, again, in one of those times where I found myself being anxious, when I had finally got to that place, God really began to deal with me on my anxiousness. Now, granted, that wasn't what I had asked him for, but he had to teach me about that, and he had to talk to me about that, and he had to work with me through that so that I would get to a place where I wasn't anxious, when I wasn't, you know, concerned about whether or not he's going to answer, because God will always answer us. Sometimes the way that he answers or how he answers, we don't necessarily like. Can I just be real? You know, we hear God will say, yes, no, wait. And for me, there have been times where I would get the yes, and I'd be like, boom, I'm off. There would be some times when I would get the no, and honestly, I'd be like, are you sure? Or sometimes I call myself, you know, asking again just a different way, and the answer was still no. And then sometimes there was the wait. And I've learned that sometimes in the silence, God is saying, wait. Not necessarily wait for an answer, but sometimes it's wait because I need to help you in this area first, or I need you to work on this area, or I want to sit and I want to talk with you about this. And sometimes in the silence, that's how God gives me the weight. And I learned that in the silence, when I approach him and say, okay, Lord, well, I'm gonna wait patiently here. But here's the thing, I'm also gonna sit and I'm gonna let you speak to me about whatever it is you need to speak to me about. So again, as I was saying a few moments ago, during those times when he would go, I need to talk to you about this, or I want to teach you this, or we've got to work on that, or even correction, I need to correct you about this. Sometimes God has been silent because he's such a sovereign God, and he knows that if I answer you right now, you may not obey me. And so what he has done with me is he's gotten me to the place where when I hear him, some other things that he had to get out of the way, and I'm just going to be really real, like with my pride or, again, my anxiety, he had to work on those things. Here's a perfect example. During one of the times when I was having the issues with my voice, and I was just, you know, inwardly just praying, and I was like, Lord, you know, I'm not sure what is going on here. The doctors are saying one thing, and I'm going back, and they're saying another thing. But, Lord, I've got to stand on your word, and knowing that you formed me, you created me, therefore you know me intimately, you know me intricately. So whatever it is that's going on, I know that you are ultimately in control of it, and that you are giving the doctors the wisdom that they need. And so I'm going to learn how to rest in that. As I was silent, and I mean literally silent, like not able to talk, God began to deal with me. And what I had been seeking him about before I had the issues with my voice, he told me I wasn't ready for it. But he was using this time to get me ready for it. And in the silence, I was at a place where I wasn't able to do some things that I normally would have been doing, like constantly talking, and I do mean literally talking, so that I wouldn't hear God and that I wouldn't obey. He also shared with me that the reason why he was choosing this way, and the reason why this way, meaning his silence, was so that I would really, really, really be paying close attention to him so that I would obey him. And this is what he had wanted from me, and it was dealing in the area of my pride. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that when God is silent, it is possibly because you're being prideful. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just using this example from my life. And in his being silent, what he wanted to talk to me about was my pride, because there was something specific that he needed for me to do. And to be honest, I really wasn't willing to do it. He wanted me, and I can share it now, thank God. He wanted me to share a piece of my testimony, but he wanted me to do it publicly. And in my praying and asking God for the direction, and this was the thing that he wanted me to do. And, of course, me, I was seeking a different direction. I wanted to do it a different way. And so God was silent until I got before him in a place of surrender to say, okay, God, help me with this. Because being honest with you, I don't want to do this. I don't want to share this part of my life. But this is what you're calling me to do. And so help me understand why I don't want to do it. And when I was silent, I heard the word, just one word. He spoke it so softly, pride. Pride. And what I learned as I began to really let him speak to me further and to even help me in that area and to deal with my pride, what I learned, again, was the reason why he was silent. Number one was because he had already spoken. He had already told me. I didn't like his answer. And so he waited. He waited. Now, I will say this to you. If there has been a time when you've been seeking God or you've been asking God for something, and I'm trying to say this with all of my heart, and I don't want to sound cruel or judgmental or anything with it. Please know that's not my heart. But if God has given you an answer and you didn't like the answer, what I learned in my experience was really going back to him and saying, God, okay, this is what you said to me. Now, please help me to do it. Because in all honesty, I don't really want to do it. And allow him to really work with you. Let him deal with you about the reasons why you don't want to do it. And I don't know what those reasons might be. I don't know. And again, I'm not necessarily saying that it's pride. It could be fear. It could be, you know, uncertainty. God, I'm not sure how to do it. But whatever it is, go back before him. Because I've learned that sometimes God will be silent because he's waiting for us to come to him with all of us. And that means for me, it was that part that really immediately didn't want to admit to God, you know, I don't want to do this. He knew it anyway, but he was waiting for me to come to him. See, this is what I so love about our God, is that he's such a loving God that he is not going to force himself on us. He's not going to force his way on us. He's going to give us the ability to say yes or to say no. He's going to love us through it. So I learned in that experience, you know, when God was silent during that time, it was because he needed to get my attention to work with an area, because he had answered my prayer. I didn't necessarily like his answer. And he had to help me move beyond that. I said in today's description, you know, of this episode, that God's silence is an opportunity. It is, and that's exactly what it is. I'm beginning in my life to see when God is doing things, or when he wants to do things, when he's calling me to something, even when he's calling me from something. All of these times are opportunities. And so in God's silence, I'm learning that these are opportunities for me to hear him a different way. These are opportunities for me not to put God in a box, but for me to really seek his face more. It's an opportunity. And, you know, because God so desires for us to be in an intimate relationship with him, he does use opportunities to develop that relationship, to build that bond so that it's even stronger. And I'm learning to that his silence is one of those ways. Because here's the thing. For me, in times when God has been silent, it really has been an opportunity for me to get closer to him. It really has been an opportunity for me to come before him with my true self. In other words, me being 100% transparent, me being 100% authentic with him, to say, okay, God, here I am, here's all of me. Now, sometimes I've also learned that when God was silent, it was because he wasn't going to overtalk me. You know, have you ever had a conversation or attempted to have a conversation with someone, and every time you try to talk, they interject? After a while, that becomes annoying to me anyway, and it becomes frustrating. And so what I do is I opt to be silent. And I just let them talk, and I let them finish. And sometimes when God is silent, for me, he's done this. He's giving me the opportunity to, quote, unquote, get it all out of my system. Now, I know for me, there are some times that I have gone before the Lord, and I didn't let him get a word in. God, you know this, and God, you know that, and God, I'm thinking this way, and God, I'm thinking that way. And trust me, he wants to hear it, but he also wants the opportunity to talk back. He wants to be engaged with us. He wants to be engaged with me. He wants to be engaged with you. And so sometimes God is silent because we're determined that we want to do all the talking. And again, please hear my heart. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be hard. I'm really sharing from Tanika's experiences and the lessons that I have learned in times when God is silent. When I wanted to do all the talking, when I just wanted to do all the talking, but when I was doing all of the talking, I really wasn't giving God an opportunity to say anything, let alone answer. I wasn't giving him the opportunity to share his thoughts about what I had brought to him. But yet I found myself saying, nevertheless, Father, your will be done. And I hadn't given him an opportunity to share what that will was. I did all the talking, told God exactly what I wanted, and said amen. And I had to look at it this way. For me, really, what other choice did I give the Lord but to be silent? Because in my doing all of the talking, I had to ask myself a tough question. Did I want to hear from him anyway, or did I just want him to do what I asked for? So sometimes God is silent because we're not willing to listen, or at least I wasn't willing to listen. How did I learn this lesson? When I was finally quiet and when I was again finally at a place where I'm like, okay, Lord, what's going on? and I was really silent enough to let him answer what was going on, that is what he shared with me. He was waiting on me to let him speak. And I want to encourage you, and I want to share this with you today. There are times when, you know, we have to go before the Lord and we really have to pour everything out. There are those times. There are. I understand that. We will experience those times. But I want to encourage you, let's not let that be every time. One of the other things that I've learned in times when God is silent, it is because, you know, there's a shifting going on. Especially, you know, there's the saying, you know, you won't have a testimony without a test. And there have been some times when God has been preparing me for something. He's been preparing me for things. He's been teaching me. And then here comes that testing period where I'm going to have to walk out what he's been dealing with me about. Where I'm going to have to now faith is. I'm going to have to exercise my faith in some areas. And so sometimes God is silent then. I'm reminded of, I saw this, I know I saw it before on Facebook, but I saw it somewhere else before Facebook. And I said, sometimes when God is silent, especially in the testing period, we have to think about this. When have you ever seen a teacher talk during the test? And I really had to take some time and I really had to think about that and I really had to examine that in my own life and find cases where that was so, so true. Where, you know, God had been working with me and he had been dealing with me and he had been pouring into me and I had been studying. And then here came that opportunity for me to put what I had learned into practice. And so sometimes in my life, when God is silent, it is right before one of those testing periods. And then I also learned this. Even in those times of testing, when God is silent, he is still encouraging me. He is. He's still encouraging me. How does he do it? I can feel his presence. And so I learned, although he's not talking to me in a way that he has in other times, he's using his presence as a way of letting me know he's still right there with me. And so sometimes I just want to ask you this question. Even right now, if you're feeling that God is silent with you, have you felt his presence? That's his way of saying, you know what, my daughter, I'm right here with you. Even in his silence, he's speaking. And when I began to see that, oh, I so thank God for that revelation, that when I was able to see, even in his silence, he's yet speaking to me. Oh, I'm telling you, it just did something for me. I'm like, yes, God, you are here with me. Yes, God. And it did, and it gave me more strength to go through what I was going through. And it taught me another way that he's to me. You know how sometimes, you know, when you're with someone that you know might be, you know, your husband, might be your child, might be your sister or your brother or a really good friend, and instead of verbally saying hello, they might wink at you or they might nod or they might wave. That's another way of thinking. So just as we're able to, you know, hear other people talking or get what they're saying without verbalizing it, We are so able to do the same thing with God. It's really, really important that we learn the different ways that God speaks to us. Number one, it helps us to not be so dependent on Him to do it just one particular way. That puts God in a box. And God does not want to be confined. He doesn't want to be constricted or restricted in how He communicates with us. It's important to really seek the ways that God speaks to us. Also, because then what it does is it enables us to not even become anxious. You know, the enemy would love, when we're not immediately hearing from God, the enemy would love to begin to speak to us such things as, is he really listening? God doesn't care. If he did, he would have answered by now. See, the enemy would love to plant these little seeds of doubt. But when we learn the different ways that God speaks to us in the silence, what we do is we can cancel the enemy's voice. When he tries to speak to us that, you know, God isn't listening, devil, you're a liar. Yes, he is. And what we can do is we can recollect in past experiences with our Father when he's talked to us in different ways. That'll boost our strength. That'll boost our faith that he's still yet going to speak to us in this situation. You know, as God began to teach me the different ways that he talked to me in silence, I could cancel that anxiety. I could cancel that nervousness. I could cancel that fear and that doubt. Why? Because I had so many other experiences, encounters with God that I could remind myself of. You know, Ty Tribbett sings this song, if he did it before, he'll do it again. If he talked to me before, he'll talk to me again. If he's talked to you before, he'll talk to you again. He's talked to you in silence before. You know, one of the other things that I love to do is I love to journal. I do. I love to journal. I journal prayers. I journal every day because I want to remind myself of the things that God has done for me this day. So I'll jot down. And sometimes my journaling can be in many different forms. Sometimes I'll write things in my calendar. You know, I do have specific journals, but sometimes I'll put things in my calendar. You know, just of remembrances of things that God has done for me throughout the day, different things that I see him working out, different things that I see him handling for me. And then, you know, every now and again I'll pull out particular journals and see how God spoke. And then now here's the other thing. When God does speak, when he does answer, when he does talk to me about something, I go back and I write that. Number one, because being real, if I don't journal it down, I'm not going to remember everything. And so I have this avenue that I can go back and I can write things. And I can see the different ways that God was speaking. The same thing with, you know, when my voice was literally silent and all I could do was write everything down, I would begin to journal out my prayers. I would begin to journal out the things that God was saying to me. And when I went back, I saw answers. There was another way that God was speaking to me through the silence. And so I pray that I'm encouraging you today to learn different ways to see God and to hear God. Because when he's silent, he is yet speaking. He's attuning our ears. He's getting our ears so sensitive to him. And sometimes that's another reason I found for me with him being silent with me, because he had to do that. He had to get my attention. What ways has God been speaking to you in the silence? I invite you today to really seek him, to really take the time to study this. So that the next time, you know, God chooses to be silent for whatever reason, you're able to begin to cancel out fear and to cancel out doubt. And the devil won't get a foot in the door of your mind to make you ponder, can God do it? Will he do it? Does he hear me? And the more times that we practice this, the more times we practice hearing God in the silence, I'm telling you, the closer we get to him, and the more we trust him, and the more we lean on him, and the more we depend on him, and the more we'll see him, the more we'll hear him. It is such a wonderful thing. And it really, really is. These opportunities that God gives us. The opportunities that we allow him to speak to us in all kinds of ways. It is just so, so amazing. When I look back, you know, over I'm just going to say just this year, I could even say just this month, when I look back over that time and I see, oh, God, that's what you were teaching me. That's what you wanted me to know. And that was an awesome way, God, for you to talk to me about that. There's purpose in the silence. And I just want to encourage you today, when you experience God's silence, don't take it like God's mad at you. Don't take it as if he doesn't want to speak to you, because those are lies from the enemy. The Father longs to commune with us. He so loves when we're in dialogue with him. So please don't allow the enemy to speak those things to you and you grab hold of them as truth. I invite you away from that today. I invite you in times when God is silent. You know, sometimes we have to ask tough questions. And again, going back to the example of me and the pride, the tough question I had to ask myself and even ask God, God, I don't see where the pride is. Can you show me? And then I had to allow myself to see and recognize, you know, when God spoke that to me, he wasn't trying to hurt me. He wasn't trying to harm me. He had to grow me. He had to say that to me. He had to get my attention so that he could work that out of me. Because if he didn't, it was going to hinder the plans that he had for my life. It was going to hinder the assignment that he had called me to. So when God shows us things, even in the silence, when he shows us things about us that he needs to work on or that he desires to work on, it's not to hurt us. It's not to harm us. It is to perfect us. It is to mature us. See, his silence has purpose. And even in his silence, he speaks. I had to learn how to pray, God, help me to hear you. I need my ears to be so spiritually attuned and sensitive. And one of the ways that he teaches us how to be so spiritually sensitive with our hearing is speaking through the silence. When God is silent with us, he is speaking. When he is silent with us, he is speaking. We have to learn how to hear him. And we do. We need his help in order to do that. We need his help in order to do that. And I'm so grateful to God that he teaches these lessons. He enables us to grow. I want to encourage you today. If God is silent with you right now, look for how he is speaking. Are you looking for him to speak a certain way? Are you looking for him to speak through one particular person? I went through a period in my life where that was one of the things that I had to learn. I had gotten to the place where, you know, I knew, well, if God is going to speak, he's going to speak through them. And again, it was like me putting God in a box because how he chooses to speak. And I would block my own ability to hear God when I had convinced myself that I would only hear him one particular way. In essence, I was like saying to God, this is the only way I'm going to hear you, God, so you got to speak this way. And so he chose to be silent until I surrendered my control. See, I also learned that sometimes when God is speaking, I can be blocking it. And I'm going, well, God, why aren't you saying anything? Why aren't you answering me? And he's been trying to all the time, but I was the one blocking it. Are you blocking God's ability to speak? If so, okay, confess it. God, I repent of this, of putting you in a box, of determining in my own way or in my own mind that you had to speak this one way. And Father, I repent of that, and I ask for your forgiveness, and then you receive it. I thank you, God, for forgiving me for that. And Father, I come before you with open ears ready to hear you. Thank you, God, for the ability to hear you. Thank you for helping me to get me out of the way. These are lessons that I had to learn and lessons that I did learn in the times when God was silent. I encourage you today, my sister. Again, I'm not saying that you're doing anything to cause God's silence. Not at all. I'm not saying that at all. But I do want to invite you to ask yourself and even ask God some tough questions. God, am I in the way of hearing you? If so, God, please help me so that that behavior ceases. God, help me to understand your silence. Help me to know what it is that you are saying through the silence. I'm telling you, God speaks. Even when he's silent, he speaks. And if during this silent time, God is trying to get your attention, just like Samuel had to do with Eli, when God was getting his attention, and I know it's a different, it wasn't a hearing thing because Samuel actually heard. He just thought he was hearing Eli. I encourage you today, my sister. Don't think for 1 minute, or don't believe. Don't believe for 1 minute that God is not speaking, because he surely is. If the enemy attempts to tell you that God has nothing to say, or that God is not saying anything, know that he's a liar and call him exactly what he is. Satan, you are a liar. You are the father of all lies. And I know that God speaks. And I also know that God speaks in more than one way. See, because that's what the enemy really wants to keep you from. He wants to keep you from knowing how the Father speaks. Because once you hear the Father, oh, you're going to get clear direction. You're going to get clear instruction. You're going to get the encouragement that only the Father can give. And you're going to be able to keep moving forward and keep growing and keep progressing, and your relationship with God maturing and becoming more intimate. And I want to say this to you. If the enemy is trying to convince you that God isn't speaking to you, please, my sister, take that as a sign that God truly is speaking. Otherwise, the enemy wouldn't be so determined for you to believe that lie. Faithful. He is true to his word. I pray that you have been encouraged today. I pray that you will be encouraged. And I pray that you will begin to ask yourself the questions that you need to ask. Ask God to help you how to see how he speaks to you in the silence. May you be blessed. May you be encouraged. And may you be strengthened. God bless you.